see it. There we are. There's a deer leaping over there.
Chinese water deer.
Going for his morning jog.
Good. This is the field we're going to do the survey on, Matthew. And yes, a Chinese water deer, very common at the farm here. And we're now, they stopped and watched us. So now this is a special trick that we do. Kestrel in front of us, going to hover. Just flying across in front and just landing in the tree there. Rich pickings here, and we've got some string laid out.
Oh, it's a piece of blue rope.
Nylon string, and we just drive over the top of it like that. And I get out of the car and hook it on the drawbar, and we then drive out and we turn in a circle, quite a big circle, enclosing about 6 or 7 acres at a time. And we just count the hares, and particularly I'm a long-term member of the Partridge Count Scheme run by the Game and Wildlife Conservation Trust. And each year about this time I do the spring partridge count, and two species we count. One's the red-legged partridge and the other's the English partridge, our only native species. Skylark just come up, two just hovering away.
Really fast wing movers.
They are, yes. They're display flying. And oh wow, that's mating for you at speed. Or courtship flying, I should say, where the male attacks a female and then vice versa. They take it in turns to kind of try and crash into each other. Right, I'll just hop out and hop the rope onto the back of the
car. How long is this rope?
250 metres long. Skylark behind you, so we just pop it onto the back of the car, and it's all stretched out behind us. And so what we then do is drive off. It doesn't hurt anything. It goes over the top of the cereals, and it's just enough disturbance to pop any hares up. There's our first hare running away down there. Yes. My loud voice has given the game away already.
He's way over in the distance.
So
do we count him then?
I'm still counting. Yes. So we've got our total so far, and I hope with the addition of this field, we, fingers crossed, we'll get up to 50 hares in total. Another one there in front of us, just running along the horizon of towards those trees. But anyway, we'll see if we find any, and we've now got four skylarks right above us.
If this was a skylark survey, we'd really be good to him, wouldn't
yes,
we?
Yes, we would. Yes, just shows you, if you give wildlife the chance to thrive, it will come back. And skylarks, obviously, a red list species. And that's just, I mean, we're blowing the numbers away like you wouldn't believe. Anyway, hop in the truck. This is the easy bit now, just counting.
So we've seen two hares on this piece of property here.
Good. Right, off we go. So it's very easy. So we will be able to look beside us shortly. So we'll pull out the string in a nice straight line to start with. Four-wheel drive in. And now we can start to do our first turn. Any moment.
This is about where you saw the second hare up here.
Yes, up here, yes. So now we'll turn. You just have to look slightly behind you and you'll see the string going across the top of the crop.
I can see it, yes.
Yes.
Now we're going back in a different direction.
Yes, and we're about 100 yards lower down the field. And
there's
one right in front of us. Perfect. Still counting. I'm getting close to 40 hares on this morning's count now. It started nice and early. You have to do it all on one day, otherwise there's a danger of double counting.
And it's on a specific amount of land.
Yes, it is. The area I'm done today will be 220 hectares. Another one, good, 41. And another one here, 42. These are all individuals, so we're not double counting.
Another one straight in front of us.
Yes, look at that.
Oh, wow. They're looking really good, Nick, actually.
They are. They're very healthy. They're a mixture of jack and doe hairs. Nothing, I promise you, is being hurt or disturbed unnecessarily, but it is important to monitor what you've got. And they're...
Because they're so difficult to see, aren't they?
They're nigh impossible to see in a crop like this, but I am eagle-eyed for any partridges that we put up. So that's sort of equal, doing two jobs at once.
But the count for the partridge isn't such a successful
thing,
is it?
No, not at the moment, but we're not giving up yet. There's the string on the other side of us, so it's going to follow us round.
So actually 250 metres.
Yes, it's
300 odd yards.
It is. That's the length of it. Yes, and there's a little sort of heavy. Another one. Oh, yeah. 43.
God, they really go the last minute. Don't
yes,
they?
They do. Yeah. So excellent. 43. My target is 50. I've got one field to do after you've gone. That will give me my total. So it looks as though we're going to get to 50.
On a relatively small piece of Norfolk countryside.
Yes, yeah, you wouldn't imagine that they're quite large mammals here. Each morning when I come here and feed down the hedges by hand, I always see, without fail, monkjack deer and Chinese water deer. And when I'm lucky, actually see some roe deer as well. And it's a really good way, because there's such an area for me to do. I'm doing it single-handed. It would be nigh impossible to walk that. You'd just get a taster of what's there, but the partridges are really difficult to see. They're particularly the English grey partridge, Perdix perdix. They hunker down and almost become invisible in a crop like this.
Plus, they are very rare, aren't they? I can see a hare behind us.
Yes, another one. 44.
So I spotted him in the wing mirror.
Yep. So, really harmless way of doing a count, and quick as well. So, we've a few minutes we've been going, we've done less than 15 minutes, I suppose. Another hare there.
Oh, where?
There. And two.
Got him.
Two.
Yes.
There, squatted down.
Yes.
Hunkered down. Now they've disappeared and they're.
Oh, that's, there he goes.
That's one gone.
And the other one is hunkered really...
Yes, there, you can just see the silhouette. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Large mammal, virtually no cover just there, and it's all, to all intents and purposes, not visible, is it? It just doesn't look as though it exists there. So that is perfect.
You'll be up in a second, because that blue string
yes,
will...
Yes, there we are. This is the last bit.
Oh, there we are. Whee!
Yes, yeah, look at that. 47. I think we're going to make the 50 on this field alone, and I've got one more to do, which is a very promising field. And ooh, another one.
Yes.
Another one there. 48.
Wow, so you've seen probably double figures just on this field alone.
Yes, Yes, and I'm glad you're here, because I think anybody listening would think I'm making this up. And
I mean, this is a large field, but still it's...
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
It really does
well,
foster...
Well, I've got a smile on my face. That's Chinese water deer.
Chinese,
yes. And look here, on the right, another one.
Oh, going at top speed, hare.
49.
Ears pointed skyward. A classic outline.
Yes, yep, and this is their home. They won't leave this field. Look, Matthew, in front. There you go. Number 50.
That one looking completely unconcerned.
Yes, yep. And that will conclude the little circuit that we've done. We're now going to go over the top of the piece of string.
Now, have you ever forgotten to
drive off,
detach the string and drive off on the public roads with your 250-yard piece of string?
I do suffer from memory problems these days, but no, I haven't done that yet. Oh, dear. They say, how long's a piece of string? But that's the way we do it. Nothing's harmed whatsoever. The hares are not panicked whatsoever. And the sad thing is, and it's typical of... much of the Norfolk countryside where we are anyway, we didn't see any partridges, and it's perfect partridge territory.
What a treat. We really hope you enjoyed hearing about Chris and Matthew's and Rat's adventures this week. As ever, you can head to countrysidepodcast.co.uk to hear any of the episodes in full. In the meantime, enjoy spring.